it was very, very intense because when he was young, he had to learn the regular seeing of matter because he saw all the frequencies and he saw all the organs of people. And he realized so quickly that he could see if someone had a disease, something was out of order, out of balance. And also when he closed his eye, you know, his physical eyes, he could still see it.
If the universe is a mirror and we radiate love into the universe, it will radiate love back to us. And
the things about frequencies that sound silly and fringe, they really aren't. The fellow who received the Nobel Prize for isolating the HIV virus, he's a doctor in France, Luc Montagnier, and Luc has taken the past decade and has been working specifically on water and being able to encode frequencies into water. And again, most people would blow him off, save the fact that he's a Nobel laureate.
I'm proud to share with you Tetragen, which helps you transition to a healthier, happier, and thinner you without cravings or side effects. Our metabolic hormones are the underlying problem that doom every diet and exercise program to fail. They control our metabolism, cravings, how much we eat to feel satiated, blood sugar levels, and even our energy levels. Tetragen is formulated with four clinically proven patented ingredients to help rebalance your metabolic hormones in roughly 15 to 20 days, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose. Once your metabolic hormones are rebalanced, you'll be on the path to long-term, sustainable weight loss because Tetragen is the first in the world which is scientifically formulated with four clinically proven and patented active ingredients to help you reach your targeted weight in two distinct phases. Phase one, rebalance your metabolic hormones, and phase two, accelerate fat loss. The best part is that Tetragen comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides weight? Learn more with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have just a fascinating show. We're going to talk about frequencies and how frequency is the medicine of the future. And I have people coming from all different perspectives talking about, you know, the coronavirus really kind of instigated it. And you know, I really started talking about frequency more with Sherry Edwards. But so many people are just like, Sarah, this really is the medicine of the future and it's everywhere. And so I have Ian Mitchell. People know he's just an amazing scientist. I have Roman coming back. He's the one that's in Germany that was born with only the ability to see frequencies. And then I have Crew and Philip. And Crew is like Roman. She just saw it differently and she'll explain it. And Philip's working in this area as well. But they all, well, Philip actually is introducing us to the Swiss technology, and he's going to talk about it as long, and so is Ion. But it is absolutely incredible what we're going to be able to do with frequencies. And we're going to talk about this new Swiss technology. And I'll have all the links below so you can see if you want to try it out yourself. I haven't tried it yet, but I am absolutely fascinated to look into it and try it myself. And I can't tell you how many people have contacted me about this specific technology. So you can look into it yourself. But the point is that frequency and understanding our frequency is the medicine of the future. And, you know, there's people who have won Nobel Prizes who are studying this, and Ian talks about it and breaks it down for you so that you can understand that. I mean, this is just a fabulous interview. And then they stay after for my patrons, and we talk more about overcoming our programming of believing that there's more, that we need more than ourselves to take care of ourselves. And we're always looking to a parent figure and realizing that we have more power within ourselves. We can empower ourselves to do things. So I actually really enjoyed that Patreon interview. We really got into some interesting topics there. And that is for my patrons. You can join at Sarah Westall. You can join at patreon.com/Sarah Westall. And patrons get discounts on products such as C60 and Tetragen and other things. More than pays for your membership if you take advantage of that. And also, I will have links to all of their information and how you can contact them, learn more about my guests today. There's going to be five of us on air, so very interesting. So let's get into this really interesting conversation on frequency and how it will be the medicine of the future. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Roman. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we have Roman, who's our who was born with this amazing ability. If you haven't seen the show, he's just amazing. And then we have our scientist, Ion, who is incredible. He's just, everybody, you've been on my show quite a bit. And then we have Philip and crew who are amazing as well. And I'm very happy to have you all here. We're going to be talking about frequencies, relating it to the coronavirus and other health things that we can do with frequencies, but mainly we're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus as well, but then also the Swiss technology, and everybody's getting very excited about this and what that means. We need to learn what this is a little bit. So let's start with Philip, you had some really great questions that I think we need to address first, that Roman has this unique ability to be able to see what's going on. But before we get into it, let's refresh listeners what Roman's incredible skill is. Can someone take that
on? Yeah, I could frame that up maybe a little bit. So Roman and crew both actually were born with the ability to see energy fields and auras and all of that. And with Roman, it was very, very intense, because when he was young, he had to learn the regular seeing of matter, because he saw all the frequencies and he saw organs of people, and he realized so quickly that he could see if someone had a disease, something was out of order, out of balance. And also when he closed his eye, his physical eyes, he could still see it, right? So it's a very amazing ability, and he had to learn over time how the normal seeing was. And certainly over the time, he developed more and more of these skills, because he knew that everything is frequency, and he can access these databases where all the information is available at all times. So you can literally see the truth and imbalances and all of that. And I think that's one of the things why we're here today. I think one is to paint a much more positive picture of things that are going on in the world, right? Because on one level, it all looks so scary and it's all so difficult what's going on. But the positive note is really how consciousness and awareness is really developing among humanity. And I think what Roman, crew, and I are doing together is help people to actually access their own ability to see things, to sense things, to leverage frequencies, and also to raise their own frequency so that no virus on earth could ever harm them, right? And I think that is some part we can talk about, that we all have this ability, right? And then we can maybe move into this technology or technologies that are available now on earth that can bridge the gap of us really developing this consciousness. Because I mean, it's hard to do, it's practice, it's training, and you need to work hard to get there. But there are tools now that people can use already today, even if they're not there yet with their consciousness, to bridge that gap.
Okay, well, let's get into why Roman, and maybe you can translate for us, why this is happening and what's going on, because he's tapped into why this whole thing, because we know it's a bioweapon, so why the heck did they unleash a bioweapon, and why are we getting these problems?
Also Roman, sie sagt jetzt, okay, wir wissen mittlerweile also aus verschiedenen Quellen, dass es eine Biowaffe ist, dieser Coronavirus, also ich wollte doch ein bisschen drüber sprechen, und sie fragt jetzt, warum machen die das, dass die das jetzt auf die Menschheit loslassen wieder? Was siehst du da zu dem Thema?
Also die lassen es deswegen auf die Menschen los, weil sie eigentlich testen wollen, wie weit der Mensch vom Bewusstsein schon ist. Wie weit der Mensch als Erschaffer selbst schon dagegen angeht.
Okay, so the way he phrases it is that the players that are unleashing this onto humanity want to test how far humans are with their consciousness at this time.
Und das heißt, da wir ja alle Frequenzen haben, also unsere Zellen können alle Frequenzen, die auf der physischen Ebene sind, selbst erstellen, wollen sie damit testen, ob wir schon wirklich sie vom Bewusstsein selbst erschaffen oder ob wir uns einfach treiben lassen.
Okay, so, and because we have the ability to create all frequencies on the physical level ourselves and have them, and the test is literally, are we already as far with our consciousness to really do that and combat this virus on our own?
Go ahead.
Und natürlich, die Menschen sind natürlich meist noch nicht in dem Level, weil sie gar nicht wissen, dass sie die Frequenzen selbst erstellen können und gar nicht bewusst sind, dass ihr ganzer Körper unendlich viele Frequenzen die ganze Zeit aussendet und auch erzeugt.
And most humans, of course, are not there yet at all, because people don't even know that they can create and have these frequencies on the physical level.
We are frequencies on the physical level, like all of us.
But people, most people, you know, at least 99% have not, do not have that understanding.
Well, you know, I'm working with Sherry Edwards. She's working. I'm just getting the information out there. on what the frequencies are and really trying to get people educated. She's just amazing because she's taking the frequencies and doing the whole science behind it, which I really, really appreciate. And it's difficult because there's a group of people that are aware and really interested and want to understand this stuff, but the mass majority of people don't even care. I mean, they just think it's quackery. So it's a pretty frustrating. So if it's a test, I'm not sure if we're going to win because there isn't that many. I mean, maybe we're just waking up a bit, but why would they start it in China? Why would they devastate and hurt so many innocent people in China? I mean, it really hasn't gotten anywhere else yet.
Warum das Ganze in China startet und warum da jetzt versucht wird, offensichtlich gerade in China großen Schaden unter den Menschen anzurichten?
Ja, weil in China ist es ein sehr starkes Hin- und Herbewusstsein. Das heißt, es kann sofort entweder alles aktiv werden, weil die wie eine Gemeinschaftsenergie haben. Also sie sind wie so ein Haufen, der in sich synchronisiert ist. Entweder schaffen sie auf den Schlag oder nicht. Und da können sie eine ganze Menge sofort gucken, ob die Menschen schon so weit sind oder nicht.
There's a big group consciousness in China. It's like you could almost call it like an ant. There's a German phrase that you can use, like an ant state, if you will, you know, where it's a lot of group consciousness. There's
it's a hive like mind.
Consciousness is very different from the Western world, actually. And the energy can move from one side to the other very, very quick. So if the consciousness is there, it can develop very, very quickly and ripple through very, very quickly through that group consciousness in China, if you will. And so that's a basically from that perspective, and this is a higher perspective than just looking in the physical outer world, right? We need to understand that where Roman is looking from, it's a higher perspective, and the test therefore is there just because there they can really see how far they can go and how fast this consciousness can react.
And also a test is not here to win, it's more like to test something and see what is the result, right? So like that way, like no matter which way it goes, there will be a result that will give like insight into different ways how things can be done, like strongly things can be manipulated still or not, you know. So
it seems pretty awful. So we're but just a herd of animals and they're going to see how much what we can do and not do. Now, is that going to go outside of China? Are you seeing it? I mean, I guess you're not future tellers. I mean, is it supposed to hit farther in the United States? Is it just going to be confined to China?
Roman, also sie fragt jetzt, inwieweit, es ist ja schon teilweise in andere Länder rein, aber sie fragt jetzt trotzdem, geht das jetzt auch in andere Länder und zu welchem Extent auch?
Also es wird sicherlich in andere Länder gehen, aber bis dahin wird das Bewusstsein auch schon anders funktionieren. Und dann wird sicherlich auch Technik eingesetzt, die dann schon weiter ist. Also das ist wirklich ein sehr schneller Wachstum jetzt im Bewusstsein.
So he's saying that definitely it will ripple through other countries as well. But he's also saying that because this consciousness is raising so quickly because of what is happening there, there will be relatively soon also technology available and coming quicker and quicker than it would normally. And that will again then be able to help and come in, if you know what he means.
We will be better equipped.
Well, you know, I know that Sherry has a voice analyzer that people can submit their voice. They have to do it in a specific format, and she has instructions for that to be able to test to see if you have the coronavirus based on your frequencies, right? But the tests that they have now that China's using are terrible, that they give false positives, they're giving false negatives. So probably the only true test that's legit that can be used in mass at this point is the stuff that we've been talking about with frequencies. So I would hope that people start to open up and start to get it, but I'm not seeing in mass. I'm seeing lots and lots of people who are very, very smart, who are like, okay, what is this? And I understand it and I want to learn more, but I don't see, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is this the beginning of that consciousness starting to happen? Because it's so serious and people are willing to, and there's no cure, and that people are willing to do what it takes to get out of their box to find that cure. I mean, is it taking this? And then they're willing to look at some of these other things, because there's no solution other than building up your immunities, which is important, right? Taking your C60, building up your immunities. And then, you know, Sherry found glutathione that it's attacking. It's attacking your immunities. You need to make sure your glutathione is, but that's all frequency too. So, and this is what Roman knows, and crew, you know this too, that this is all frequency. So what do you tell people? What should they do?
I guess, so first of all, I think really what you've been doing over the last few weeks, raising the awareness and bringing the frequency technology of Sherry out there and all of that, would not have been possible and would probably not have been accepted or even listened to the extent that it has because of it. So there's the first proof already that, you know, suddenly people realized, wow, there's something else that I may try. And for a lot of people, it's probably still like frequency. What should I do with frequency? That's all crap, you know? But it is not, right? So there's awakening happening. So I think we can all see that. I think on one level, you say, yeah, immunity and all that, that is very important, of course. But the consciousness is one important part. Maybe you want to mention a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm always the one that is very far away from the science. And I'm the strong fighter and the forefront of love. I think that when we have access to this magnificent power that is within every one of us, and we expand this power that we have, then we are on a frequency of love. It is a frequency, like everything else is a frequency. And when we radiate that really strongly, I think then we are also not very, we don't easily catch things that harm us, because if the universe is a mirror and we radiate love into the universe, it will radiate love back to us. And if the coronavirus, for whatever reason, is something that helps me, like I was sick for many years, with a very bad disease, and I cured myself. And today I look back and I say this disease was one of the greatest gifts I have received, because it did teach me things about my body that I was not aware of. And we found C60 because I was so sick, and there's so many great things that have come from this. So like sickness, I am perceiving sickness as something that can teach me many, many things and open me to a broader view, higher consciousness, and really the strongest medicine that is on this planet is the frequency of love. And I think that this coronavirus wakes, like so many crises, it's the same in Australia with all the fires, you know, like there's so much awareness rising every time when a crisis that is really big and we feel powerless towards comes, then people start thinking in a different way because they have no other option. And then they will turn to places where they will question, you know, do we really live on our own terms? Are we being manipulated into thinking this government is better than another? Or, you know, like all these, when we're not really truly in contact with our own self, it's so easy to manipulate us and pull us in one direction and then in another. And this is not helping the state of love, because when we're pulling from one direction and another, we have no sense for ourselves and we can't access this love that is within us because we have no contact. So I believe that learning who you are and truly being that and accessing this magnificent power that is within us and radiate that, like with practice, you know, there's lots to overcome and learn, but that will be the cure for many, many things on this planet. And we are on the way to get there. And those crises help the broader masses to get there, not just individuals that already are on that path.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a kind of a...
Applaud that.
Yeah. Good.
That's fantastic. That's absolutely accurate. I just applaud that whole concept. I actually practice every day to be able to, even in the sciences, I find that I'm able to elicit more creativity and more intelligence with the things that I work on, a lot of which are actually, I'm sitting next to a large Rife machine array, a lot of which are frequencies, trying to look at subtle functions of things. But when I come from a place of feeling love and feeling like I'm connected to humanity, and then I want to make things better for everyone, I do feel like I'm able to tap into more resources and bring forward things that are beneficial for everyone. So I applaud your approach.
Thank you.
So we need to tap into that, and we need to just be pure of character, of just wanting to help or love and do our thing. But we still, like China, the sad reality is there's a lot of children who, you know, children with low immunities are susceptible to this. Older people, you know, it's hard when children are the victims, because they are, to me, I just see them as bundles of joy and love, right? But they don't know. They're just out there doing their thing, but they don't have all these immunities, and so they're getting caught up into it. So there are some practical things that we need to, at the end of the day, we have to figure out how to be just better people, and how you said it was so elegant. But at the end of the day, we still have this hard truth and hard thing that we have to deal with. And one of the things that you, and a big reason why Ion's here, is this new Swedish technology that everybody is excited about. Yeah, can you, not Sweden, I'm sorry, Switzerland, Swiss technology. I don't know why I said Sweden.
Almost.
The Swiss technology. I knew it. I just said it wrong. I even was thinking Switzerland when I said Sweden. So the Swiss technology, what the heck is this? Because I have seen people buzzing around about it and are very excited. How does this relate to everything that we're talking about here? And what does it do specifically? Maybe Ian can take that on, or maybe Philip, you can. I don't know. Who wants to talk?
Sure, we can. I'll jump first, and then Philip can fill in the gaps here. So from my perspective, Philip actually introduced me to the technology, and it seemed very much in keeping with everything else that I'm working with in terms of frequency responses, because the initial concept was, he said, there's the Swiss technology and they've figured out how to lock in a certain frequency into devices. And my brain kind of started rattling around trying to figure out, well, how does that work? And what came to mind was holographic plates. You know, if you take a holographic plate, you use two lasers and you create an incidence beam and a reference beam, and you end up with an image that is permanently bound in that object. And any piece of that object contains the totality of the information in that, because it creates an interference pattern and a reference pattern. And you can pull the information back out of any small component of it. And so what dawned on me is someone, obviously the researchers in Switzerland have done this, and what they did is must have come up with something that is beyond the visual spectrum, because when we make a holographic plate, effectively we're using lasers to lock in a frequency into an object. Now, we just see it as a pretty picture, but when I was thinking about this, because I was very puzzled about it, and it took me a day to kind of wrap my head around it, I'm only picking up visual things in a hologram. But the frequency band goes far beyond, you know, the small nanometer band that we actually consider the visual wavelength. You have a huge amount of larger spectra on the bottom side by infrared and all the way down to radio. And then you've got a very compacted side above ultraviolet that we can't perceive, all the way up to gamma rays. And all that electromagnetic radiation can be imparted into not just a holographic plate. Effectively, anything that is allowing a matrix of media information to be stored can hold it. And so the idea had merit just in terms of the fundamentals, because we already had a concept that I could go back and go, oh, well, holographic plates exist. You know, if you had told someone 100 years ago that you could lock in an image into a piece of glass and then you could shatter the glass and pull out just a small sliver and have all of the information that was contained in the entire piece, it would have seemed ridiculous. But we know that that's in fact how the frequency response works and captures all of the data into every portion of the media. So from a scientific perspective, it seemed incredibly viable, just an adaptation of holographic technology, but with different media. So Philip, why don't you fill in the gaps?
Fantastic. I love that. You know, you're really coming from a perspective and a knowledge that's so deep scientifically. That's amazing to listen to how you phrase it. It's great. And I can maybe give a little overview of so what does it actually do, right? So and it's indeed fairly incredible, and it's there's nothing like that yet. So the inventor of 9010 in Switzerland, so what he came up with is a possibility to burn or charge or load quantum energy into any object. So first of all, they've found a way how to concentrate a quantum energy field in a little cube. And if you put anything in there, any matter, you can charge it permanently with that quantum energy. So if you then have your phone, for example, that you put in there for just 3 hours, they've run multiple tests over and over again. If you then hold that phone for 10 minutes that has been charged, it actually has an extremely positive impact on your body functions and your blood. And you can literally see that under dark field microscopy within minutes. Wow. It's absolutely amazing. But what you can then also do, those are the frequencies that Ian mentioned, you can take any frequency that you want and put it together with any object into this cube, and then you basically copy that frequency into that object. And then you take that object out, and it then carries and radiates that frequency. So if you were to take glutathione, for example, and quercetin, or moringa, a moringa leaf, or any of such things, you can take that frequency in the form of a powder or a part of a leaf, moringa leaf, however you want to put it in that cube for just 10, 15 minutes, together with a bottle, for example, then after 10, 15 minutes, this bottle would carry that frequency, and it would do that permanently.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yes, thank you very much, Sarah.